Module 4, Dealing with Rumors, Gossip, and Half-Truths. While every manager likes to believe everyone in their office gets along, unfortunately, this is not always the case. When people come together, problems such as rumors and gossip can arise and spread quickly. If these issues are not addressed and resolved from the start, they can grow larger and cause disruptions among coworkers. You have the ability to instill confidence and trust with your employees. Its effects on morale. Although office conflicts are normal, frequent gossip, rumors, or even informal comments can demoralize any employee. Negative comments that spread throughout the office can not only be hurtful, but can cause doubt and fear among employees and affect their job performance. Employees can start to fear coming to work, question their job security, or simply make them withdraw from the group. In turn, the morale of the group drops and the team no longer works together. Reinforce the truth with facts. When a piece of gossip or a rumor is heard in the office, our first instinct should be to stop it from spreading any further. One of the best ways to accomplish this is by discrediting the information and reinforcing the truth with the facts. Since gossip is often started through a lack of communication or a lack of knowledge, a little education or open communication can go a long way in helping it stop. Example methods. Pull groups together to talk about the incident. Open the door for communication, speak with your employees, and answer any questions employees may have. Hold weekly meetings to address any recent word around the office. Address any concerns or problems employees may have. Also, use this time to offer facts and information that can stop the gossip and alleviate any doubts or negativity. Do not participate. One of the best ways to end gossip or rumors is to simply not share it with others. Gossip feeds on those willing to send it down the grapevine and has trouble moving on when it hits a brick wall. Participating in the rumor mill not only perpetuates it, but you discredit and even belittle yourself. As a person in a management position, any participation in office gossip can portray you in a negative way and make you appear to be a non-team player. Deal with it swiftly. Refusing to pass on a rumor or piece of gossip won't end its cycle through the office. When something like this approaches you, speak openly with the person who told it to you and let them know you don't intend to share the information with anyone else. Also, tell them why you believe the information could be hurtful if passed along any further. This shows you will not participate in that kind of behavior and help shed some light for the other person to see how negative their actions are as well. Follow up with other employees and have the same discussion with them. If needed, have a meeting with the office and address a group of employees at once. The quicker these problems are approached, the sooner the grapevine will stop and work can continue. Case study. Rachel recently promoted one of her senior employees, Anna, after her annual review. Anna scored highly on her review and had excelled in many of her previous tasks. Soon after Anna moved offices, Rachel started to notice odd behavior among the other employees. She began to hear rumors and tidbits of gossip about Anna and why she was promoted. Rachel spoke with a few employees directly, although they were unclear of what others were talking about. Soon after, Rachel held an office meeting with all of her employees and directly addressed the rumors she had heard among the office. A couple of employees came forward and expressed concerns of favoritism and even inadequacy because of another employee's promotion. This gave Rachel the chance to briefly address why she was qualified to be promoted and assure the rest of the group that they are an important part of the team as well. After this incident, Rachel made it a point to have frequent meetings with her staff to let them know how they are doing and discussing promotions that arise and reiterate that her door is always open.